The U.S. defends its monetary policy to the rest of the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy Friday. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects the United States. In Germany today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke defended the Fed's decision to boost the U.S. economy. The Fed's recent decision to pump $600 billion more into the system has drawn fire from economic leaders all around the world. Marketplace's Europe correspondent Stephen Beard has the story for us, and he's reporting live from London. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So how is the Fed chair defending the policies?
Well, first of all, he's denying that the U.S. is trying to inflate its way out of trouble. He says the Fed is not driving down the value of the dollar in order to reduce the country's debt, and it's not pursuing narrow self-interest. Bernanke said printing money is about stimulating U.S. growth. That's good for everyone and much better than too little stimulus.
Insufficiently supportive policies in advanced economies could undermine the recovery not only in those economies, but for the world as a whole.
So why, Stephen, are the Europeans so skeptical?
The Germans in particular are worried about this. The German finance chief calls the Fed's policy clueless. The Germans think it's inflationary and will lead to more global imbalances. The Germans say we don't have to print money and buy German government bonds. Why not take a leaf out of our book? Here's Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
Their economy is strong, their exports are strong, and growth is actually picking up in Germany. So they say, we're doing it right, why don't you follow our example?
The Fed chairman is not the only U.S. policymaker under attack by Europeans at the moment. President Obama will face similar criticisms at an EU summit here in Europe tomorrow.
And he's landed in Portugal. All right, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reporting from London. Stephen, thank you so much.
Okay, Steve.
And global stocks are mostly lower at the moment. Stocks in Europe and Asia are down as China ordered banks to keep more money in reserves, a way to cool inflation there. Wall Street yesterday, markets rose more than 1.5%, thanks in part to GM's initial public offering, which started the day, by the way, GM stock at 33 and ended at 34.19. The Dow piled on 173 points to close at 11,181. Municipal bonds are a pretty popular buy because they're tax-free. Many investors buy those bonds despite the fact that they have low interest rates. But a lot of bonds right now are from risky borrowers, such as the state of California, which is in a budget crisis. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports other local governments held back selling their bonds when they realized there wasn't much demand.
Georgia's Gwinnett County is one of those governments. Investors know Gwinnett for its top-notch rating on sewer bonds. County Finance Director Aaron Bovos wanted to refinance those bonds this week in hopes of cutting utility bills.
If we can save money and if we can reduce rates, it's certainly our desire to do that.
But investors demanded higher interest payments. Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management says one reason for that, her home state of California has billions of dollars in debt hitting the market.
Oh, man, when you've got the 800-pound King Kong gorilla in the room, and that's California, we start to dwarf some of the more prudent states that don't issue as much.
Cohen says market indigestion will continue for munis through December. Gwinnett County says it will wait until next year to refinance. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Toyota is sharing technology and ideas for a better world. Learn more at toyota.com/ideas for good. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
Grocery stores will be packed this weekend as people grab up all those Thanksgiving fixings. What does that eating and traveling and family visiting mean for the environment? We've called on Marketplace sustainability reporter Adrian Hill to help us out. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Steve.
So a big green thumbs up or green thumbs down on Thanksgiving?
You know, it would be super easy to apply the whole bummer environmental vibe to yet another American tradition.
Like a Debbie Downer.
But it's no fun. I don't want to be that reporter. Yes, the best thing you can do on Thanksgiving is to sit at home, alone in the dark, without any heat, don't eat anything. You'll save a ton of carbon that way. But I really like Thanksgiving. So instead, I want to focus on how you can make the holiday more environmentally friendly.
And?
Well, one of the most significant environmental impacts is all the travel. A lot of us, myself included, are going to go to the airport and fly long distances to be with people we care about. And there's not much you can do to make that flying much more efficient. But when you are packed into the middle seat and jammed up with no leg room and a crying baby on one side, just know that your flight's very efficient when it's all packed full like that, and feel a little better about it.
A full flight is better than an empty one.
It is. If you're driving, it would help to get your car tuned up and your tire pressure checked before you go. That'd save on gas costs. And you might consider carpooling with dear Aunt Mildred.
Oh, Aunt Mildred. She's nice. All right, what about the Thanksgiving meal?
Well, turkey in the scheme of things is not a bad choice. It takes a lot less fuel to make a turkey than a lamb or a cow. So keep the turkey and maybe ditch the roast beef. Of course, if you're that kind of guy, Steve, you could consider a veggie holiday if you're really serious about reducing your environmental impact.
No. I'm just going to feel good about not eating beef. How about that?
Good for you. Fair enough. There's another way to make the holiday more sustainable without abandoning your family or your traditions.
All right. What's that?
Just don't waste as much food. Cook fewer pies, or better yet, invite more people over to eat them. Over the course of the year, Americans throw out about a quarter of their food. They're wasting all the energy it takes to make and cook that food. By wasting less food, you'll waste less energy. And then you get to eat all those delicious leftovers.
Oh, yeah, the leftovers. I love that. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, a German court says a man cannot tattoo his horse. The pony's owner wanted to put the Rolling Stones' famous Tongue and Lips logo on the animal's hind leg, saying it would make the horse unique and beautiful. The court ruled tattooing the animal would instead cause it pain, and that's against the law, which would probably put a damper on the gentleman's intention to start an animal tattooing business. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Have you ever wondered how fast food restaurants make those burgers look so good when the real thing just doesn't measure up?
My medium, photography, is used by corporations to sort of sell an image that doesn't exist.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, picturing the real value of our food. We'll have the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street as well next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.